Astrophysical Techniques by K. R. Lang. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysical Techniques by K. R. Lang is a comprehensive guide to the techniques used in modern astrophysics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of astronomy and astrophysics to the more advanced topics of stellar structure and evolution, galactic structure and evolution, and cosmology. The book is divided into four parts: Introduction to Astronomy and Astrophysics, Stellar Structure and Evolution, Galactic Structure and Evolution, and Cosmology. The Introduction to Astronomy and Astrophysics section provides an overview of the field, including the history of astronomy, the physical principles of astronomy, and the tools and techniques used in modern astrophysics. It also covers the basics of stellar structure and evolution, including the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, stellar evolution, and the life cycle of stars. The Stellar Structure and Evolution section covers the structure and evolution of stars, including the formation of stars, the nuclear reactions that power stars, and the death of stars. It also covers the properties of stars, such as their luminosity, temperature, and composition. The Galactic Structure and Evolution section covers the structure and evolution of galaxies, including the formation of galaxies, the properties of galaxies, and the evolution of galaxies. It also covers the structure of the Milky Way, including the spiral arms, the galactic center, and the halo. The Cosmology section covers the structure and evolution of the universe, including the Big Bang, the expansion of the universe, and the structure of the universe. It also covers the properties of the universe, such as dark matter and dark energy. Overall, Astrophysical Techniques by K. R. Lang is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about the techniques used in modern astrophysics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field, from the basics to the more advanced topics. It is an invaluable resource for students, researchers, and professionals alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Celestial coordinates. Celestial coordinates are used to describe the position of an object in the sky. They are based on the Earth's rotation and the direction of the celestial poles. Celestial coordinates are used to locate stars, planets, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 2. Spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is the study of the interaction between light and matter. It is used to measure the composition, temperature, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. Spectroscopy is a powerful tool for understanding the physical properties of the universe. Main idea number 3. Telescopes. Telescopes are used to observe the night sky. They are used to collect light from distant objects and magnify it so that it can be studied. Telescopes come in many different sizes and types, and are used to observe different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. Main idea number 4. Photometry. Photometry is the study of the brightness of stars and other celestial objects. It is used to measure the luminosity, temperature, and size of stars and other celestial objects. Photometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of stars and galaxies. Main idea number 5. Astrometry. Astrometry is the study of the positions and motions of stars and other celestial objects. It is used to measure the distances and motions of stars and other celestial objects. Astrometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 6. Interferometry. Interferometry is the study of the interference of light waves. It is used to measure the size, shape, and structure of stars and other celestial objects. Interferometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 7. Radiometry. Radiometry is the study of the emission and absorption of electromagnetic radiation. It is used to measure the temperature, composition, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. Radiometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 8. Polarimetry. Polarimetry is the study of the polarization of light. It is used to measure the magnetic fields of stars and other celestial objects. Polarimetry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 9. Imaging. Imaging is the process of creating an image of a celestial object. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Imaging is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 10. Spectropolarimetry. Spectropolarimetry is the study of the polarization of light in different wavelengths. It is used to measure the magnetic fields of stars and other celestial objects. Spectropolarimetry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 11. Radio astronomy. Radio astronomy is the study of the radio waves emitted by celestial objects. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Radio astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 12. X-ray astronomy. X-ray astronomy is the study of the X-rays emitted by celestial objects. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. X-ray astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 13. Gamma ray astronomy. Gamma ray astronomy is the study of the gamma rays emitted by celestial objects. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Gamma ray astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 14. Infrared astronomy. Infrared astronomy is the study of the infrared radiation emitted by celestial objects. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Infrared astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 15. Ultraviolet astronomy. Ultraviolet astronomy is the study of the ultraviolet radiation emitted by celestial objects. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Ultraviolet astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 16. Time series analysis. Time series analysis is the study of the changes in the properties of stars and other celestial objects over time. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. Time series analysis is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 17. Data analysis. Data analysis is the process of analyzing data to extract useful information. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. Data analysis is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 18. Computer modeling. Computer modeling is the process of creating computer simulations of physical systems. It is used to study the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. Computer modeling is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 19. Numerical simulations. Numerical simulations are computer simulations of physical systems. They are used to study the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. Numerical simulations are an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 20. Image processing. Image processing is the process of manipulating digital images to extract useful information. It is used to study the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Image processing is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. Celestial coordinates are an important tool for astronomers, as they allow us to accurately locate and track objects in the sky. They are based on the Earth's rotation and the direction of the celestial poles, which are the two points in the sky that are directly above the Earth's north and south poles. Celestial coordinates are expressed in terms of two angles, known as right ascension and declination. Right ascension is measured in hours, minutes, and seconds, and is measured eastward from the vernal equinox, which is the point in the sky where the sun crosses the celestial equator at the start of spring. Declination is measured in degrees, minutes, and seconds, and is measured north or south of the celestial equator. Celestial coordinates are used to locate stars, planets, and other celestial objects. By knowing the coordinates of an object, astronomers can accurately determine its position in the sky. This is especially useful for tracking objects that move across the sky, such as comets and asteroids. Celestial coordinates are also used to measure the distance between two objects in the sky, and to calculate the time of day when an object will rise or set. Celestial coordinates are an essential tool for astronomers, and are used to accurately locate and track objects in the sky. By knowing the coordinates of an object, astronomers can accurately determine its position in the sky, and use this information to study the universe. Main idea number two. Spectroscopy is a powerful tool for understanding the physical properties of the universe. It is used to measure the composition, temperature, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the interaction between light and matter, spectroscopy can provide insight into the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. It can also be used to measure the velocity of stars and other objects in space, as well as the chemical composition of interstellar gas and dust. Spectroscopy is a powerful tool for studying the physical properties of the universe. By studying the interaction between light and matter, spectroscopy can provide insight into the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. It can also be used to measure the velocity of stars and other objects in space, as well as the chemical composition of interstellar gas and dust. Spectroscopy can also be used to measure the temperature of stars and other objects in space, as well as the density of interstellar gas and dust. Spectroscopy is a powerful tool for understanding the physical properties of the universe. It can be used to measure the composition, temperature, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the interaction between light and matter, spectroscopy can provide insight into the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other astronomical objects. It can also be used to measure the velocity of stars and other objects in space, as well as the chemical composition of interstellar gas and dust. Spectroscopy can also be used to measure the temperature of stars and other objects in space, as well as the density of interstellar gas and dust. Main idea number three. Telescopes are an essential tool for astronomers, allowing us to observe the night sky in greater detail than ever before. Telescopes come in many different sizes and types, and are used to observe different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. Smaller telescopes are used to observe visible light, while larger telescopes are used to observe infrared and ultraviolet light. Telescopes can also be used to observe radio waves, X-rays, and gamma rays. Telescopes are used to collect light from distant objects and magnify it so that it can be studied. By using different types of telescopes, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its many mysteries. Telescopes are also used to measure the distance to stars and galaxies, and to study the composition of stars and planets. Telescopes can also be used to detect planets orbiting other stars, and to study the formation of stars and galaxies. Telescopes are also used to study the motion of stars and galaxies, and to measure the expansion of the universe. By combining the data from different telescopes, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its many mysteries. Main idea number four. Photometry is a powerful tool for studying the properties of stars and other celestial objects. It is used to measure the luminosity, temperature, and size of stars and other celestial objects. By measuring the brightness of stars, astronomers can determine their distance from Earth, their age, and their composition. Photometry can also be used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies. By measuring the brightness of galaxies, astronomers can determine their size, shape, and composition. Photometry is also used to study the evolution of stars and galaxies over time. By measuring the brightness of stars and galaxies over time, astronomers can determine how they have changed over time. Photometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of stars and galaxies. It can be used to study the properties of stars and galaxies, as well as their evolution over time. By measuring the brightness of stars and galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into their structure and evolution. Photometry is also used to study the formation and evolution of stars and galaxies in the early universe. By measuring the brightness of stars and galaxies in the early universe, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 5. Astrometry is a powerful tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It is used to measure the positions and motions of stars and other celestial objects, and to calculate their distances and velocities. By studying the motions of stars, we can learn about the structure of our galaxy and the universe beyond. Astrometry also helps us to understand the formation and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the positions of stars, we can learn about the age and composition of stars, and the structure of star clusters and galaxies. Astrometry is also used to study the motions of planets and other objects in our solar system. By studying the positions and motions of planets, we can learn about their orbits and the forces that affect them. Astrometry can also be used to study the motions of comets and asteroids, and to search for new planets and other objects in our solar system. Astrometry is an important tool for understanding the universe. By studying the positions and motions of stars and other celestial objects, we can learn about the structure and evolution of the universe. Astrometry is also used to search for new planets and other objects in our solar system, and to study the motions of planets and other objects in our solar system. Main idea number 6. Interferometry is a powerful technique used to study the structure and evolution of the universe. It involves the interference of light waves, which can be used to measure the size, shape, and structure of stars and other celestial objects. By combining the light from multiple telescopes, interferometry can create a much higher resolution image than a single telescope can provide. This allows astronomers to study objects in greater detail than ever before. Interferometry is also used to measure the distance to stars and other objects in the universe. By measuring the time it takes for light to travel from the object to Earth, astronomers can calculate the distance to the object. This technique is known as the parallax method. Interferometry can also be used to measure the angular size of objects, which can be used to determine their size and shape. Interferometry is an invaluable tool for astronomers, allowing them to study the universe in greater detail than ever before. By combining the light from multiple telescopes, astronomers can create a much higher resolution image than a single telescope can provide. This allows them to study objects in greater detail, and to measure the distance to stars and other objects in the universe. Interferometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 7. Radiometry is a powerful tool for studying the universe. It is used to measure the temperature, composition, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the radiation emitted and absorbed by these objects, we can gain insight into their structure and evolution. Radiometry can also be used to measure the temperature of interstellar gas and dust, and to detect the presence of molecules in space. Radiometry is used in many areas of astronomy, from studying the atmospheres of planets to understanding the formation of galaxies. It is also used to measure the temperature of the cosmic microwave background, which is the remnant radiation from the Big Bang. By studying the radiation emitted and absorbed by stars and other celestial objects, we can gain insight into their physical properties and evolution. Radiometry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It can be used to measure the temperature, composition, and motion of stars and other celestial objects. By studying the radiation emitted and absorbed by these objects, we can gain insight into their structure and evolution. Radiometry is also used to measure the temperature of interstellar gas and dust, and to detect the presence of molecules in space. Main idea number 8. Polarimetry is a powerful tool for studying the structure and evolution of the universe. It is used to measure the magnetic fields of stars and other celestial objects. By measuring the polarization of light, astronomers can gain insight into the physical properties of stars and other celestial bodies. Polarimetry can also be used to measure the dust and gas content of interstellar clouds, and to study the structure of galaxies. Polarimetry is based on the fact that light is a wave, and that waves can be polarized. Polarization occurs when the electric field of a wave is restricted to a single plane. When light passes through a medium, such as a gas or dust cloud, the polarization of the light can be changed. By measuring the polarization of light from stars and other celestial objects, astronomers can gain insight into the physical properties of these objects. Polarimetry is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By measuring the polarization of light from stars and other celestial objects, astronomers can gain insight into the physical properties of these objects. This information can be used to study the structure of galaxies, the dust and gas content of interstellar clouds, and the magnetic fields of stars. Polarimetry is an invaluable tool for astronomers, and it has helped to advance our understanding of the universe. Main idea number 9. Imaging is an essential tool for studying the universe. It allows us to observe the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects in detail. By imaging these objects, we can gain insight into their formation and evolution. Imaging can also be used to detect and measure the properties of distant galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. The imaging process involves taking multiple exposures of a celestial object and combining them to create a single image. This image can then be used to study the object in detail. By analyzing the image, astronomers can measure the brightness, size, and shape of the object, as well as its composition and other properties. Imaging can also be used to detect faint objects that are too faint to be seen with the naked eye. Imaging is an important tool for understanding the universe. It allows us to observe and study celestial objects in detail, and to detect and measure the properties of distant galaxies and other large-scale structures. By using imaging, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 10. Spectropolarimetry is a powerful tool for studying the magnetic fields of stars and other celestial objects. It involves measuring the polarization of light in different wavelengths, which can reveal the strength and direction of the magnetic field. This technique is used to study the structure and evolution of the universe, as well as to detect the presence of magnetic fields in stars and other objects. By measuring the polarization of light, astronomers can gain insight into the physical processes that are occurring in the universe. Spectropolarimetry is a relatively new technique, but it has already been used to great effect. For example, it has been used to measure the magnetic fields of stars, which can provide insight into their evolution. It has also been used to detect the presence of magnetic fields in galaxies, which can help us understand the structure of the universe. Additionally, spectropolarimetry has been used to study the atmospheres of planets, which can help us understand the composition and dynamics of these worlds. Spectropolarimetry is an important tool for understanding the universe, and it is likely to become even more important in the future. As technology advances, astronomers will be able to use this technique to gain even more insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 11. Radio astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the universe. It allows us to observe objects that are too faint or too distant to be seen with optical telescopes. Radio waves are emitted by a variety of celestial objects, including stars, galaxies, and quasars. By studying these radio waves, astronomers can learn about the structure and composition of these objects. Radio astronomy can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, as well as the formation and evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Radio astronomy is a relatively new field of astronomy, having only been developed in the mid-20th century. Since then, it has become an invaluable tool for astronomers. Radio telescopes are used to detect and measure the radio waves emitted by celestial objects. By analyzing these signals, astronomers can learn about the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other objects. Radio astronomy can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, as well as the formation and evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Radio astronomy is a fascinating field of study, and it has provided us with a wealth of information about the universe. By studying the radio waves emitted by celestial objects, astronomers can learn about the structure and composition of stars, galaxies, and other objects. Radio astronomy can also be used to study the evolution of the universe, as well as the formation and evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Radio astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 12. X-ray astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the universe. X-rays are a form of electromagnetic radiation that is invisible to the human eye, but can be detected by special instruments. X-rays are produced by some of the most energetic processes in the universe, such as supernovae, black holes, and neutron stars. By studying the X-rays emitted by these objects, astronomers can learn about their structure and composition, as well as their evolution over time. X-ray astronomy also provides insight into the structure of the interstellar medium, the gas and dust between stars. X-ray astronomy is a relatively new field of astronomy, having only been developed in the mid-20th century. The first X-ray telescope was launched in 1962, and since then, X-ray astronomy has grown rapidly. Today, X-ray astronomy is conducted using a variety of ground-based and space-based telescopes, including the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the XMM-Newton Observatory, and the Swift Observatory. These telescopes allow astronomers to observe X-rays from a wide range of sources, from nearby stars to distant galaxies. X-ray astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the X-rays emitted by celestial objects, astronomers can learn about the physical processes that govern the universe and gain insight into the nature of the universe itself. Main idea number 13. Gamma-ray astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Gamma rays are the highest energy form of electromagnetic radiation, and they can provide information about the most energetic processes in the universe. Gamma-ray astronomy is used to study the structure of the interstellar medium, the composition of stars, and the evolution of galaxies. Gamma-ray astronomy can also be used to study the structure of the universe on the largest scales, such as the distribution of dark matter and the origin of cosmic rays. Gamma-ray astronomy is a relatively new field of astronomy, and it has been made possible by advances in technology. Gamma-ray telescopes are designed to detect gamma rays from distant sources, and they are typically much more sensitive than optical telescopes. Gamma-ray telescopes can detect gamma rays from sources that are too faint to be seen in visible light. Gamma-ray astronomy is also used to study the most energetic processes in the universe, such as supernovae, gamma-ray bursts, and active galactic nuclei. Gamma-ray astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the gamma-ray emission from celestial objects, astronomers can gain insight into the physical processes that govern the universe. Gamma-ray astronomy is also used to study the structure of the interstellar medium, the composition of stars, and the evolution of galaxies. Gamma-ray astronomy is a powerful tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 14. Infrared astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the universe. It allows us to observe objects that are too faint or too distant to be seen in visible light. Infrared radiation is emitted by stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects, and can provide us with valuable information about their structure and composition. By studying the infrared radiation emitted by these objects, we can learn about their age, mass, and other properties. We can also use infrared astronomy to study the evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Infrared astronomy is also used to study the interstellar medium, the gas and dust between stars. By studying the infrared radiation emitted by these materials, we can learn about their composition and structure. This information can help us to understand how stars and galaxies form and evolve. Infrared astronomy is also used to study the formation of planets and other small bodies in the solar system. Infrared astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the infrared radiation emitted by celestial objects, we can gain valuable insights into the nature of the universe and its evolution over time. Main idea number 15. Ultraviolet astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. Ultraviolet radiation is emitted by stars and other objects in the universe, and can be used to study their physical properties. Ultraviolet radiation can reveal information about the temperature, density, and chemical composition of stars and other objects. It can also be used to study the structure of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Ultraviolet astronomy is also used to study the evolution of stars and other objects over time. By studying the ultraviolet radiation emitted by stars and other objects, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that drive the evolution of the universe. Ultraviolet astronomy is a relatively new field of astronomy, and has only been possible since the invention of the telescope. With the development of more powerful telescopes, astronomers have been able to observe ultraviolet radiation from distant objects in the universe. This has allowed them to study the structure and composition of stars and other objects in greater detail than ever before. Ultraviolet astronomy has also enabled astronomers to study the evolution of stars and other objects over time, and to gain a better understanding of the processes that drive the evolution of the universe. Ultraviolet astronomy is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the ultraviolet radiation emitted by stars and other objects, astronomers can gain insight into the physical properties of stars and other objects, as well as the processes that drive the evolution of the universe. Ultraviolet astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the structure and composition of stars and other objects, and for understanding the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 16. Time series analysis is a powerful tool for understanding the structure and evolution of stars and other celestial objects. It involves the study of the changes in the properties of stars and other celestial objects over time. By studying the changes in the properties of stars and other celestial objects, astronomers can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. Time series analysis can be used to study the evolution of stars, the formation of galaxies, and the structure of the universe. It can also be used to study the evolution of the interstellar medium, the formation of planets, and the evolution of the solar system. Time series analysis is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. Time series analysis involves the use of mathematical models to analyze the data collected from stars and other celestial objects. These models can be used to identify patterns in the data and to make predictions about the future evolution of the stars and other celestial objects. By using these models, astronomers can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. Time series analysis can also be used to study the evolution of the interstellar medium, the formation of planets, and the evolution of the solar system. Time series analysis is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It can be used to study the evolution of stars, the formation of galaxies, and the structure of the universe. It can also be used to study the evolution of the interstellar medium, the formation of planets, and the evolution of the solar system. Time series analysis is an invaluable tool for astronomers and astrophysicists in their quest to understand the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 17. Data analysis is an essential tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It involves the use of various techniques to analyze data from astronomical observations, such as spectroscopy, photometry, and imaging. These techniques allow astronomers to study the physical properties of stars and other celestial objects, such as their composition, temperature, and luminosity. Data analysis also helps astronomers to understand the formation and evolution of galaxies, and to identify and characterize exoplanets. Data analysis is a complex process that requires a deep understanding of the physics of the universe. It involves the use of sophisticated software and algorithms to analyze large datasets. Astronomers use data analysis to identify patterns in the data, and to make predictions about the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. Data analysis is also used to study the structure and evolution of galaxies, and to identify and characterize exoplanets. Data analysis is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. It is used to study the physical properties of stars and other celestial objects, and to identify and characterize exoplanets. Data analysis is also used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, and to make predictions about the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. By using data analysis, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 18. Computer modeling is an invaluable tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By creating computer simulations of physical systems, scientists can gain insight into the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. Computer models can be used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, the structure of the interstellar medium, and the dynamics of stellar systems. They can also be used to study the evolution of the universe itself, from the Big Bang to the present day. Computer models are used to simulate the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. By running simulations of different scenarios, scientists can gain insight into the behavior of stars and other objects in the universe. For example, computer models can be used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, the structure of the interstellar medium, and the dynamics of stellar systems. Computer models can also be used to study the evolution of the universe itself, from the Big Bang to the present day. Computer modeling is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By creating computer simulations of physical systems, scientists can gain insight into the behavior of stars and other celestial objects. Computer models can be used to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, the structure of the interstellar medium, and the dynamics of stellar systems. They can also be used to study the evolution of the universe itself, from the Big Bang to the present day. Main idea number 19. Numerical simulations are an invaluable tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By using computers to simulate physical systems, scientists can gain insight into the behavior of stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Numerical simulations allow us to explore the effects of gravity, radiation, and other physical forces on the evolution of these objects. They also provide us with a way to test theories and models of the universe. Numerical simulations are used to study the formation and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects. By simulating the physical processes that govern the behavior of these objects, scientists can gain insight into their structure and evolution. Numerical simulations can also be used to study the effects of gravity, radiation, and other physical forces on the evolution of these objects. By understanding the behavior of these objects, scientists can gain a better understanding of the universe as a whole. Numerical simulations are also used to test theories and models of the universe. By running simulations of different scenarios, scientists can test the validity of their theories and models. This helps them to refine their understanding of the universe and to develop new theories and models. Numerical simulations are an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe, and they are used extensively in astrophysics and cosmology. Main idea number 20. Image processing is a powerful tool for studying the structure and composition of stars and other celestial objects. It involves manipulating digital images to extract useful information, such as the size, shape, and brightness of stars. This information can then be used to study the evolution of stars and other objects in the universe. Image processing can also be used to detect and measure the presence of dust and gas in the interstellar medium, and to study the structure of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Image processing techniques are also used to study the structure of the Earth's atmosphere and to detect and measure the presence of pollutants. In addition, image processing can be used to detect and measure the presence of water on other planets and moons, and to study the structure of the solar system. Image processing is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.